Hi, you're listening to Tantra Cafe, and I'm Laurie Handler as your host. Tantra Cafe is a program for spiritual enlightenment, and I'm so glad you're here. What's the best way to have steamy, safe sex? I know you're all thinking the traditional methods. Safe sex, okay, condoms, dams, abstinence. I'm not talking about those things at all. I'm actually talking about the dance floor, and specifically the most tantric dance of all, the Argentine tango. It's hot. It's really hot. I love to watch tango. I love to dance tango. And my guest this evening loves to teach tango. His name is Chan Park. Chan Park is a writer with expertise in many fields, including university training in science and engineering. He also has a background in music, fine art, mind-body medicine, martial arts, and oriental philosophy, all of which he has combined to create a unique yet traditionally related style of teaching and dancing tango. His teaching and expertise of tango can be found at tangozen.com. For years, he's offered workshops and week-long retreats in Europe, Asia, North, and South America. And right now, Chan lives and teaches in Buenos Aires.
Yes, Buenos Aires. That's how it's pronounced here.
I caught myself going, Buenos Aires? What is that? So, Chan, you're coming to me live from Buenos Aires, and yes. You and I have known each other for years and years and years.
About 10 years, I think.
Yeah, from Washington, D.C., but now you're located in Argentina.
Yes, Buenos Aires.
Buenos Aires.
Yes.
So how long have you been there now? Because I don't think I saw you before you left, but I really want to get into why you went there, how long you were there like that.
I have been here about a year and a half, but during that period, I went back to the States and Europe two or three times. So basically, I moved here April last year. 2008, yes. Okay. Before that, I've been traveling many places, Europe, United States, Asia, and I decided to settle down in Buenos Aires because my goal is to share this joy of tango with different people around the world. But I think I need to charge my battery by dancing continuously. So
That's so good, and I have to admit that I'm jealous because the thing I love the most in life is dancing continuously. But I want to tie it into Tantra a little bit here. You took a Tantra class with me a really long time ago.
Yes.
And you've done some other personal research on Tantra. And to me, Tantra and tango are synonymous. Like I can't imagine a dance that is more tantric than the tango. Can you see that connection?
I see the connection. Well, it, among tango dancers, there are ongoing debate. Is it sexual, sensual? What is it? I don't know. My point is sensual. But what is a sensual? I don't know. The way I explain is when I dance with let's say a certain woman, I feel different energy, different from other women. And so the good thing about being here and exchange the feelings with a different woman here. We dance all the time. We know each other. So we feel comfortable and we talk about feelings sometimes with words or without words. Just we smile at each other after dance. And we exchange information, exchange our feelings. But so different energy is being exchanged. So that is what I think I can closely describe the tango in light of Tantra.
You just hit the nail on the head. I mean, you're making an energy exchange. You're going to be distinctly with her exchanging energy. And whether it's sexual or sensual, you know, if the time harers want to have a debate about that, it's really, it's not important because Tantra is about all of that. Tantra is about being connected to the energy and knowing that you're totally connected to your partner in that moment as if all time and space goes away. It's just that moment, and the moment is deep.
If there's a tantra, then I agree. That's what's happening when I dance tango. And that's, I see a lot in here in Buenos Aires when I go to, dancing. By the way, I go to Milonga. I go dancing 5 nights a week. And, it's a real pleasure of watching people enjoy dancing. It's not about what people can show, but they're among themselves. Two partners enjoying themselves and enjoying the music, enjoying, companionship with other dancers as well. So they create different energy field, that big dance hall. Then you can see the different energy field between partners, two partners. Then let's say there are about 50 couples on the floor. Then if everybody listen to music, then they all synchronize to the music with a partner. Then they create this amazing field of energy. Even if you watch this energy field, you get sucked in. It's real pleasure of being in the floor, even dancing, if better, but even watching people, it's a real pleasure. It's a beauty of Buenos Aires. I'm not trying to make you jealous, but that's what's happening in Buenos Aires. So you have to come down here.
I am jealous. I have to come back to Buenos Aires. Listen, yes. What you just described when you said, you know, it's pleasure. You're watching people on the floor. You're dancing. To me, it doesn't matter if I'm watching it or if I'm dancing at it, and especially there. But even if I'm watching a film like The Tango Lesson, or I recently watched some film with what's his name? Let me think. It was like a school. Oh. Antonio Banderas. It was a movie about a school.
I forgot the name.
He's the dance teacher, and he gets these really uptight.
Yes, yes.
Gets kids to start doing the tango. The tango is how he turns them on.
That's true. That is the movie, but. That movie is trying to show something it's getting into different mindset.
Yeah, different mindset, but here's the thing, it's pleasurable. I mean, it's not only is tango sensual and sexy, depending upon the mind of the beholder, even though you may not be feeling sexy with one of your partners that you're dancing with, and you might be, I don't know. You have a way of being so present, one isn't going to necessarily read your mind about it, but, it's not so much about you tonight and your sexuality, it's really about you and what you teach that has other people possibly get in touch with theirs.
Well, it's, being sexy, well, I feel sexy about women here differently. I mean, there's some women I good friend, and I tell them, you look sexier than before. They change dress all the time.
Yeah.
But the way I feel sexy is it's a completely connected with this person. There's no barrier between me and my partner. First of all, we dance chest to chest. Everybody dances chest to chest. So, the way we describe it is, as a man, we make a nest for women. So I need as a man, to learning to dance tango is how to embrace women and so creating this comfortable nest for your partner, so that you, when it comes to your chest, comes to your embrace, and you feel kind of one physically at the first layer. The second layer, we while dancing, and we started connected emotionally, spiritually, and if we feel one. Then I feel that we become one. I become one with this partner, this woman. And that's how I feel sexy with a certain partner. I have my favorite partner. I don't dance with just strangers, because when I go dancing, the women who I know could get connected with me. We know each other, so we know where we left off in the previous day or previous dance, then we can just pick up and go on. And somehow I feel that we get better and better. Each time we meet, we feel more and more connected.
It's beautiful. And believe me, everything you're describing is Tantra. Tantra, by the way, in my definition of Tantra, is transformation through pleasure. Mm-hmm. So what you're describing to me is tremendously pleasurable sensations that arrive and arise on the dance floor. Now, there's something really obvious here, and I want to just ask you about it. You're not Argentine. You are Korean, and you're living in Argentina. Can you tell me a little bit about that? I mean, how you have a degree in science and engineering,
yes,
mind studies, and yet here you are, a Korean guy, traveling the world, teaching a dance that originated in Argentina. How did this happen to you?
Well, I don't know. It's hard to describe who I am at this point. You know, I was born in Korea. I lived there 22 years, and I lived in the States for 26 years. Now I'm in Buenos Aires. Who am I? I'm a tango dancer. But, I grew up with a lot of different cultural activities. For example, I studied music. I studied martial art. I studied fine art, a lot of things, mind, body. I just somehow, I was searching for something. And as I described, I have been waiting for this moment to combine everything I accumulated inside, music, fine art, everything. It came out as a tango dancer. So I give everything I have into each dance I do with my partner. So even here, a lot of people think that I'm somehow fell from the sky, and who is this guy? And a lot of women love to dance with this guy, but, you know, I get different reaction from people here. For example, women I dance with, they kind of really in love with me. I'm in love with them. But, you know, a lot of guys kind of scratch their head, who is this guy? But there is even a lot of men started accepting me because dancing. They tell me, you don't dance just like us. That means, it's a simple way to put it. If you ask Argentinians about tango dance, they say, we dance tango with a heart. Meaning tango is about connecting your partner, your parents, your tradition, connecting. Connection is the key word. But somehow when tango was introduced outside, the attraction was physical, a demonstration, physical or a physical appearance. But here, it's to me, the tango is Argentinian. It's like a folk dance, which make them feel comfortable with their parents, friends, touching their tradition, touching their roots. So it's a different view. But somehow, yeah. I But as a Korean, how do I get connected? Well, you know, I combine tango and Zen. So I see a clear link between tango and Zen.
Yeah.
For example, I had an interview with one reporter here, and she said, well, in tango, there's a nostalgia. Nostalgia means you're missing something, or family, or this and that. But Zen, there's no nostalgia. How can you say tango and Zen have something in common? Well, nostalgia is your nostalgia is to your family, your tradition. But in Zen, nostalgia about being a person, your true nature, made nostalgia to where you came from, which is ultimately universe. You're missing that, your real nature. So that's how I describe. But what I discover is when you're really dancing tango, it doesn't matter you're Korean or American or Argentinian. No. They are touching upon something beyond your physical being, but more than that. I feel that Argentinians, when they dance tango, they know how to get there, but they have a hard time describing what it is.
Right.
But I think I found a way to describe what it is. That's how I came up with this tango Zen.
So you actually look at the whole thing as, aside from the energy connection, the connection that you're describing, it sounds like you look at the whole thing as a meditation.
Yes, that's how I see it. So by meditating, you get into your deep down or true nature. Then that means once you find your own true nature, it means you open yourself to connect with the other person as a true self. So here, as I said, women here, or men too, they know how to open. Culture is very open, very touchy, and physically when they need, even men kiss on the cheek, and women, men, the kissing on the cheek is very common and very open. They open very quickly. So to be able to communicate, to be able to, be accepted in their culture, I like this touchy thing, but you have to open right away and accept them and shake hands is not enough. Hugging, kissing on cheeks, men, women, doesn't matter. So it's a funny thing is, when my daughter was here, I went to, her school and I met, headmaster, right? First day of the school.
Yeah.
Then we shook hands and I kissed on headmaster's cheek. And it gave me totally different feelings about relationship, personal relationship among people here. So even when you go to classroom, you kiss to everybody in the classroom. When you come out, kiss to everybody.
Wow.
So it's very, very close culture here.
It's different. It's very different.
It's different.
I want to come back to, I actually want to come back to a couple of things if you permit me. That is, one, you mentioned the word milonga before. Mm-hmm. Now I know what that is, but I'd like you to say what that is because it was much earlier,
yes.
but it went without me asking you about it. And I, a lot of people don't know what that means.
Okay. There are three meanings in milonga. First meaning is, tango was based on African music and dance. So when African slaves came to the Buenos Argentina, maybe 18th century, they brought their music and dance, and that let's say candombe, similar thing as a candombe, and that music and dance evolved into something called milonga. So it's kind of fast music. And so that's first meaning. The second thing is the place where you dance tango. It's called tango bar. That we call also milonga. So if you say, do you go to milonga? Means, do you go dance bar tonight or something? So also third meaning is when you have a tango party at your home, they also call milonga. So when I say I go to milonga, means either go to tango bar or tango party.
Okay, great. That's great. I didn't know that part about the African roots of it. I did know the other two meanings of milonga. Also, there's a certain way that I've experienced tango that is very, very tantric. I want to bring that in because I just, again, you know, my show is Tantra Cafe. If you've just tuned in, you're listening to Tantra Cafe. I'm Laurie Handlers. I'm interviewing Chan Park. And Chan is coming to us from Buenos Aires, Argentina. I'm in Phoenix, Arizona. I mean, you know, this is the modern world. Here's my thing about Tantra and tango. When dancing tango, I've noticed that the woman, well, it doesn't have to be woman because it's whoever is the not leader, the follower, because mm-hmm. people practice tango with same gender. It doesn't really matter. I've seen tango movies with two men dancing together. I've seen tango movies with one woman and three men, as in the tango lesson. So all kinds of things happen in the tango. Which is also odd. I don't know any other dance that's like that. What I noticed is that I, as a follower, have to surrender my ego and what I anticipate and what I want to happen in the dance. I have to surrender to the lead of my partner. And that's originally what drew me to tango, because Tantra for me is one big surrender.
Okay. First of all, you mentioned that dancing between two men. That is, traditionally, some time ago, only men and men dance tango. There are two sources for this history. First of all, let's say gauchos. Gauchos means cowboys in Argentina. When they live on the prairies, there are no women, and they miss the touch of other human being, and they started dancing together. At the time, tango form was a little bit different. It's not just chest to chest, maybe open, but they also at the time they dance among men. And the other version is in the city, some time ago, let's say historically of an early 20th century, only men went to practice together. So women did not come to practice. Women only come to dance. So only men and men gather together and practice together and dance. Even when, if I ask a lot of old men, like 80 years old, they've been dancing about 70 years. If I hear their story, they said, when I started dancing at 13, that my master, maestro, told me to practice as a woman, meaning they go to practice only then. Once I get good at becoming follower, woman's role, then my master say, okay, from now on you will practice man's role. Once they master this man women's role, then master take them to dance milonga. That's their tradition. There was a tradition.
So you're actually describing exactly what I'm talking about. Like men, when dancing with men, their first role is to be the follower, and they learn surrender. Mm-hmm. And then they turn around and become the leader when the master says they can. And yep. now they can feel someone in their arms who is surrendering, which is mm-hmm. very, I mean, there's a life lesson in here that's more than the dancing.
Well, let me go further then. Okay. To me, lead and follow, leader and follow, they are just irrelevant. For example, irrelevant, not relevant.
Right.
For example, who is lead, who is follow? that's not really issue. You said surrender. My class, I say this. Don't forget, men have to surrender to women. Leader has to surrender to follower. And everybody just, are you joking? You know, I really mean it. Yes, most specifically, they have to be two ways. But as I said, men create this, make this nest and bring women to the chest and make connection. Well, we have to, as a man, as a leader, we also have to surrender to the women. Yes. Otherwise, tango doesn't exist. Tango doesn't, let's say energy doesn't flow. Once we surrender to each other and energy is flowing freely two ways, and you never know where, which will go. But you cannot, when you say leader, some people hear as, oh, okay, I can do whatever I want. Not really. It doesn't work that way.
Well, listen, if the truth be told about my tango, this is personal, I'm speaking now. If the truth be told about my tango, I'm not quite in a place yet with my tango still. It's better than the last time you saw me, but I'm still not in the place where I feel I still feel there's a leader. And I know exactly what you're talking about, that everyone surrenders and then the energy flows. And that's exactly, you are making the point. That's exactly my point, that tango is so tantric. You know, when you just talk about making a nest, to me, you know, in my advanced courses of Tantra, the men build a temple to the goddess, and then the goddess comes and shows up. And the exercise is called a puja, an honoring ritual. And when you tell me that you build a nest with your arms for your partner, and then you dance chest to chest in close embrace, to me, to the tantric mind, I'm looking and going, wow, the dance is a puja. It's an honoring ritual of the energy that flows between the two partners, man and woman.
Well, so, let me give you an example. I have a friend who comes from Paris. She comes here two times per year, and once she comes she stays about 6 weeks. I met her about 2 years ago, and we talked a lot about this nest or energy and all that. When we dance together, for example, she has a nice size breast, very comfortable, but her body shape, my body shape is different, and she dances with a different partner. But when we get together, before we start walking, before we move, we spend some time to each other. I like to fit in a certain position, certain part of her body, and we snuggle it, so we smooshing our chest to each other so that I can fit right in. Then somehow we signals going to each other, okay, we feel comfortable. We are one. You are in my nest. We are together and we move with the music. It gives me so much pleasure. It's, I don't know, you're talking about Tantra, but we feel once we reach that point, our energy is flowing and music is energy of the music flowing through our body freely. So we kind of open to whatever energy comes through our body. We just are moving with energy.
Beautiful. Thank you so much for describing that, because you took me there. I could feel it. Now we're going to take a little pause for a moment, and I want to let everybody know that you're listening to Tantra Cafe, a program for spiritual enlightenment. I'm Laurie Handlers, your host, and my guest today is Chan Park, and you can find out more about Chan and his unique way of teaching the tango by going to www.tangozen.com. Please stay tuned. We're going to be right back. Wondering what book you should read to jumpstart your sex life and increase your happiness? Try my book, Sex and Happiness, The Tantric Laws of Intimacy. This short, easy-to-read book will make you laugh at yourself and possibly even make you cry as you discover my tantric secrets for happiness and how they apply to you. In the book, I begin with the 10th law, make love in the unknown, and then work you all the way through laws 1 through 9 to teach you how to be in the unknown, fresh, every moment, every day. Sex and happiness puts the innocence and love back into sex and gives Tantra the respect it deserves. It's only $19.99 paperback and $14.99 ebook, and you can order it by going to sexandhappiness.com. That's sexandhappiness.com to order your copy of Sex and Happiness, The Tantric Laws of Intimacy by me, Laurie Handlers. Okay, well, we're going to be talking some more in this next part of the show with Chan Park. Chan is a tango teacher. He originally came from Korea. He lived in the States longer than he lived in Korea. He now lives in Buenos Aires, Argentina, where he practices his practice, his Zen practice of the tango, 5 nights a week. So, Chan, coming back to what we were talking about, how you position yourself and you fit perfectly with this partner and how the partner's in the nest, it's, I don't know, for me, it's a turn on. It's exciting. It's the same thing as two partners sitting in Yab Yum in Tantra where their chakras or their energy centers are lined up from the bottom to the top. And they exchange energy back and forth between partners in every single way. It's like the medical sign where the two snakes are going up. They're weaving their way up the energy centers. That's what it is. I mean, that's where it came from, the Yab Yum. So you're describing in a tantrika's mind, which I am, you are describing two snakes, the kundalini energy going up the spines, weaving its way up between the partner's chakras. And, maybe you don't look at it like that. That's why we're having this conversation, because for the longest time, I've felt this dance is it for Tantra. And you and I have talked about it before. And hopefully, now we get a chance to actually... Is it a debate? I don't think so, but we have a chance to look and say from your eyes and my eyes, well, what is it? So tell us more. How did you come to get yourself to this? How did this Tango Zen concept come to you? You told us a little bit about it, but I'd like to know more because I think, like, you call it walking meditation. Do you still call it walking meditation?
I call it tango. Tango is walking dance. It is. So people see it as a dance with a flying legs, sexy body, sexy looking face. But it comes down to, if you come down here and ask people here, then they know tango as just walking dance. You embrace your partner. By the way, the traditional way of learning tango, dancing tango, was kind of family-oriented. As I said, it was a kind of folk dance here. If you talk to people here, and they traditionally, they learn tango from family, in family events. They learn from, started dancing as a young girl, boy, with a father, mother, uncle, all that. So it's kind of walking with your partner, who could be your dad or uncle. So it's a walking dance. That's why I Tango Zen, I create the name, but it's nothing new. It's that's for them. Once they started walking or dancing, they get into this mindset of comfortable and being themselves, being with the surrounding. So I just pick up the concept and put it in the word, which came out as a Tango Zen. meditation sounds fancy, but, you know, to me it's a being yourself. But it takes time to discover who really you are. I think, you know, meditation takes time to be able to meditate. It's not going to happen. I mean, some people, it might shorter, but it takes time to discipline your mind and body to get into this, meditative state of being. So it's the same thing. Tango, for example, I just keep talking about people here in Buenos Aires. They say tango is in our blood, meaning they grew up with listening to music, and they have this nostalgia, this sentiment of music, and they grew up watching their family dancing tango. And in fact, a lot of them ended up hating tango until they reach certain age and rediscover their tango and come back and started dancing tango. So when they started dancing tango, it takes shorter. They have already, seeds are there. All they have to do is they change their interest and getting into their old nostalgia or memories. Then they dancing tango.
Now I understand that part. I mean, obviously I really can clearly understand why you went there. Mm-hmm. to capture the authentic experience for yourself. And yet I know that you have adopted exercises in your classes that are closely linked to tango movements. Like you use some things from the martial arts in your classes and even possibly yoga. I'm not sure about that. So, and I also know, because you've told me, I think you told me this long ago, that you've even had Buddhist monks and Tibetan monks in some of your classes in Europe. So, go ahead.
I'm going back to how I came about this Tango Zen concept. Well, you know, my ex-wife, Eugenia, we started dancing tango about 9-10 years ago. I started dancing, getting into tango, and one day...
Wait a second. You actually were just starting tango when
about two years later.
Yeah.
One day I started dancing and all of a sudden, one dance was over, I asked my partner Eugenia, where was I? She said, oh, you're here. And I said, no, I wasn't here. She said, yes, you were here. I think that had this strange experience. So I was so much into dancing, and I went to somewhere, and physically, emotionally, I don't know. So it was a very profound experience. I never had that kind of experience. So I started looking for the answer. What was it? What did I experience? So when I was in high school, middle school in Korea, I read a lot about this mind-body control. And it started coming to me. I read about this experience a long time ago. So I went to bookstores and I started reading in English. I read in Korean. It was so difficult, and I half understood, but I said, well, yeah, it was, yeah. But I think I started reading again with that experience. It came to me that, you know, whatever Zen is teaching, whatever Buddhism is teaching, all the philosophies, religions are talking about, let's say, for example, in Zen, it says enlightenment. What is enlightenment? That experience, maybe clear. Hypothesis, maybe that experience I had was close to enlightenment, whatever. Let's look into it.
Right, right. You're like the Buddha getting enlightenment and taking it to the masses.
Yes.
Yeah.
It, recently I started working with medical doctors here. The medical doctor, I went to the doctor and my doctor said, I asked the doctor, well, when I dance tango, I think I breathe less through the nose. He said, what do you mean? Well, you know, I feel like when I stop dancing, so for example, when I dance with a partner, I so much into this state of mind, state of being. Once dance is over, I always squish my nerves. This is my hypothesis. That means I do not breathe through the nose, but through whole body. I don't know. So I asked this medical doctor, and a medical doctor said, would you like to do research with us? I said, what research? Well, we can measure airflow through your nose. Then we can prove whether or not you're really into meditation when you dance tango.
That's great.
I said, yeah, let's do it. So he sent me a paper about similar experiment which was done in Germany, for example. What they did was measure the heartbeat and breathing, kind of getting into synchronization when they do meditate.
Yeah.
We'll do similar thing. So what I learned from this experience with a medical doctor is it's about, I think, again, this is another hypothesis. What is enlightenment? I think it's something to do with the synchronization. When, for example, you mentioned that, you know, two partners getting into this tantra, we said connection. You know, when we connected, what's happening? Synchronize our energy.
Right.
To me, I guess my interpretation of even enlightenment is maybe it says a Buddha, when Buddha was enlightened, what does it mean? I think it's a synchronization with the universe.
Right.
Something, that's my hypothesis. And I feel that this medical experiment will be very interesting. So what I suggested to this doctor was, okay, I'd like to do one more thing, which is when we dance together, our breathing, our heartbeat, do they get synchronized? That's going to be an interesting experiment. I think that's what's happening.
That's beautiful. You know, that's just, I'm so thrilled for you. That what a great opportunity for you to learn scientific things about this and, you know, check out your hypothesis and see what happens. It's brilliant. It's really brilliant. I'm thrilled that you're doing it. Excellent.
As I said here, Argentinians, people in Buenos Aires, they call themselves porteños, meaning originated from, let's say, people living in port, this port city. They say, when you dance tango, we dance with the heart. I guess that's, they meant it. So when they say it, they didn't know what's happening medically, but they felt it. And I ask people here, I ask many people here, why do you keep dancing tango? Tango is, some people call it obsessive, some people call it addictive. Means once you start dancing tango, tango becomes life. Well, look at me. I moved down here to dance more, to get into that state of being more through tango. So tango has magic. But nobody can explain exactly why this phenomenon has been going on. I think people, once they feel this heart synchronization, whatever means they do when they dance, they get synchronized with a partner, synchronized with other people on the floor, music. That experience gets them going all the time. That's not my hypothesis. I'm trying to prove it.
Yeah, I think it's great. I love it. Once you get this research done, I'd love to have you back on the show, of course. I want to see what happens with all this.
Okay.
And I think it's, you know, I didn't read it yet. I just printed out. So I'll have to speak about it on the show. I just printed out something like a 7-page article called The Neurobiology of Tantra.
Oh, okay.
And it's about the brains, putting those things on your head and then measuring things on these screens about the brain and what's happening when people are practicing Tantra. And I'm only imagining, because I haven't read the article yet, but I'm imagining that it's talking about all the practices like the breathing and the connection and moving energy, sexual energy up the spine and down the spine and all over the place. I imagine that they're talking about the effects that all that has on the brain. And I know somebody who does research, sexual research. She puts people into MRI machines and she has people touch themselves. She has people, different kinds of stimulation. And then they study which part of the brain that's being stimulated, which parts of the brains are making synapses and with the nerves. And then she has people who go in and they just, she calls it thinking off. They don't touch themselves, but they think about sex. They think about what they would be doing in sex, and they actually have come to orgasm. And she studies these people too. So I imagine you will have similar kind of studies where people will be dancing tango with you. You'll be dancing tango with someone, and they'll be studying you. They'll have these things hooked up to you, these brainwave machines hooked up to you, and we'll find out amazing things about it. And it probably has addictive qualities. I mean, I don't, every dance that I know of has addictive qualities because of the endorphins that get released. I mean, well, before tango, I used to be part of the swing dance community. And those people danced 5 nights a week. And they, most of them, I accused most of them at the time, at least in the Washington area, I accused them of having no relationships. They weren't interested in relationships at all. They weren't interested in getting serious with anybody. They weren't interested in getting to know anybody deeper at that time. They just wanted to dance every night. And I imagine there are some people in tango like that.
Well, what do you mean by deeper? What does it mean? Getting to know a person deeper. How deeper can you get? I
That's good. Tell me. That's very good. That is very, very good. Well, tango is much more deep than jitterbug.
No, it's deeper or not. What I'm saying is, when I dance with a certain partner, I know everything about her. Again, we're getting into surrender. Getting into surrender. I have to completely open. I have to give 100%, 100% to this woman while I'm dancing. And that has to be matched by the other person.
Right.
Well, I cannot describe who she is, but I'm with her 100%. And what else do you want? And in the tango here, a lot of people like to go further and, but no, I there are different group of people, for example, I belong to this group, we like to stay very focused so that my mind and body is clear so that I can get connected with whoever I dance with 100%, completely. If I have some other things in mind, I cannot enjoy dancing. There's something always, in my way of being connected with a partner in the moment.
I hear you loud and clear. I understand what you're saying as, again, being totally surrendered, being clear. These are all things that I use in Tantra. Being clear and being so connected, there is nothing to talk about. Everything else goes away and melts because you're so connected and melting into the moment of the unknown with this person and being completely present. I mean, if you were to go through all the other interviews that I've ever done on radio, the biggest thing people would say about Tantra is it's becoming completely present. Being present, being present. And what are you describing? Being present. Being present, being present. Yes, how could How could you go? What? There is no other deep. Talking is not deep compared to what you're describing. It's just, it's not. So I heard you loud and clear in your description. Like, what else is there? Yeah. Yeah. Really beautiful. Beautiful. So beautiful. So tantric.
So when are you coming down?
Well, I have to tell you that speaking with you, it really does make me long to come there, especially because you're there. You know, not because when I went the last time, you weren't there, and I had a great time, and I did go to Milonga's daily, nightly, and, you know, two or three times a day. I went to Milonga's as many as I could go to, as many as my feet would hold up, because the high heels that I wear to tango and that people wear the gorgeous shoes, they, you know, after some time, my feet, I had to bring tennis balls with me when I came down there so that I could massage my feet in between each segment of dancing. So, yeah, I would love to come down. I really would love to come down. I don't know. We'll see. You know, I just moved to Phoenix, so I'm getting myself situated in Phoenix. I'm actually about to go to the East Coast to do my normal East Coast Tantra stint for the next 2 months. I'll be in New York, Boston, Philadelphia, Washington, D.C. Also, I have my film opening. Tantric Tourists is opening in Fort Lauderdale on October 24th. So I'm the star of that movie, so I'll be there. So I think my travel for this year is kind of, for the rest of this year is kind of taken. But I do long to come back there. I really do long to. For a while, I mean, India has just captured my love. But I, you know, now, you don't know, are you planning to stay that, you don't know. You don't know how long. You're going to stay for as long as you can, no?
Well, I think this is going to be my base. So I come back, I plan, as I said, I go to States, and Europe once or twice a year.
Yes.
But, eventually I come back here and charge my battery, and I have my teaching program here. So yeah, I'm going, this is my base, and travel around and convey the message and share the joy with the people around the world, but I think this is going to be my base.
Beautiful. So good. So if I don't make it this year, but I should make it in 2010, which isn't that far away at this point, this would be really great. Now I want everybody to be able to get in touch with you so that if, first of all, if they want to know, they can buy your book, which we haven't even mentioned yet, but your book is wonderful. I have a postcard with you dancing the tango right on my brand new refrigerator. It's beautiful, so I have it there. I want it always to remind me that.
Well, it has been translated into Spanish, and it's a bilingual version as well. Maybe I need to send you the new one published in Buenos Aires.
Wonderful. So it's called Tango Zen, and it's a beautiful book. It's a small book which has pictures and sayings and then Chan's writing, of course, about making tango a meditation, taking it. It's his slant on it. I don't want to put words in his mouth, but it's his slant on tango and what he's brought to it. And this book is very popular. You've sold many, many copies all around the world. If it's been translated, it's fantastic. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Really good. And then to reach you, people would have to go to tangozen.com. And can they find a way there to just write to you if they want to find out more, coming to Argentina, to be with you, to take lessons from you, to go to Milonga's?
Yes, I mean, even in Buenos Aires, the sad thing is, tango learning tradition is kind of hard, real tradition is hard to find. So if any listeners, like to explore the, and experience real tango we have talked about through this show, it requires some work. So if anyone is interested and can contact me and make a plan. Again, tango, it takes time to learn and enjoy tango. It's like a martial art, tantra experience. It's not going to happen tomorrow. I guess it requires a certain amount of practice, and same thing with the tango. Once you start and once you get interested, it kind of rolling itself. So my job is, by the way, I'm not a teacher. My role is not teacher. Tango, you learn by yourself. It's like a learn your life. My role is like facilitator. I help people get on their way, find their way and go on. That is my role. So it's kind of different from teaching role, but I developed this method of helping others help people find their way in tango or even life.
Beautiful.
So I hope they'll just get in touch with me, then we can discuss how to start and how to go on.
Wonderful. Well, I want to thank you so much for being my guest today. It's my pleasure to communicate with you always. And
thank you. Thanks for inviting me. It was a pleasure.
So
I learned about tantra today.
And I learned more about tango today. So hopefully others will learn from us. So thank you, Chan Park. Thank you so much. Thank you, everybody.
I'm saying
good night and namaste from Tantra Cafe.